So maybe after that, maybe now we will go for day 13, okay? I think
Yes.
we are nearly finished, no? Day 12 nearly finished. So we'll
Yes.
go from day 13, okay? Day 13, I think it talks about the cause and effect. So cause and effect, you can see about the first, then we talk about the devotions towards the three jewels. After that, then it talks about the cause and effect. So here you can see that after the cause of effect is now it will talk about how generally it is one of the main point of the Buddhism theory, the cause and effect. So that's why it talks about that once we have not know the what is a right and what is a wrong action, so maybe we will commit so much of the wrong action. So that's why when you study, when you now the study to know about the cause and effect, most important thing is that most important thing is the what we have to do is that we have to try to follow the accumulate the more right action and abandon the more wrong actions. Yeah. So that's why now the cause and effect, because the once even you have not followed the cause and effect, the rules properly, so you will commit a lot of the negative actions. So that's why it in this speech it talks about what is the differentiate between the right action and the wrong action, and also it talks about how can the wrong action can bring the negative results. So that's why it says that when you do so when even the when you know the lots of them and the ideas, even when you know the lot of the Buddhism theories, but if you not follow this the cause and effect rules, or then you will commit so much of the wrong actions, negative actions. So that's why what happening is that so it says that a lot of the great scholars, even they have born in the hell because of the not following the properly of the cause and effect rules. Not following the cause and effect rules, that they have not cared for the not to committing the negative actions. So it says that so actions, so it talks about the generally it talks about the cause and effect of the actions, cause and effect of the karma. It's now it's the now I think chapter this is we can say that the cause and effects of the karma. So generally now the, when you talk about the cause and effect of the karma, so what is happening is here that what you can see is that the cause and effect of the karma. So every action have a one of the result. So now we have to differentiate there the three different actions. One we call the po right action, a positive action, negative action, and the neutral action. So neutral action is a generally whatever action you see, suppose the whenever you see the movements of the cars or the whatever, these are the neutral action. So even when you look at the starting of the universe, like a big bang, that itself is action that we call the neutral action. I think karma and the action should be same. The karma is exactly mean for the action. A karma, yeah, action, yeah. Karma is a Sanskrit word. Karma should be translated as like the action, the same. The karma is a Sanskrit word. Sanskrit word was in the Hindi itself, like karam. Now it says the karam. Karam means action. Yeah, it's a karma. It's a, now they used to say the karam. Karam is something like it's an action. So now it's when we talk about the karma, it means action. So karma, there are the three different types of the karma: neutral, positive, and the negative. So as I told you before, when the Big Bang itself is a one karma, we call that's a neutral karma. The result of that, then it started the beginning of this universe. So this is the generally, so generally now the here in the Lamrim, this part mostly talk about the positive and a negative karma. This only the karma which is created or the which is done by the human or sentient beings. So that's why now you can see that the every of the Dharma practice, more importance you have to pay of the law of the karma, law of the cause and effect. So that's why you can see that now here it talks about that. So that's why when even when you feel like you are doing the Dharma, once you not follow the law of the cause and karma properly, then you will fall in the more in the not negative side. Now here you can see in the book, you can see the page in the you can see that a few points. No, you can see the first it will form the general thinking of the law of the karma, isn't it? Can you see the 3 points? Can you just read that? Now the first point is talks about how the karma is a fix, isn't it? So it talks about how the karma is fixed. Generally, the karma. So once you have done this something the wrong, so wrong action. When you committed the something the wrong action, definitely you will get the wrong, I mean the result. So because it says that when you're doing the wrong action, and you will not get the some of the right result of that wrong action. So it's something like that. When you do the right action, then only you will get the right result. When you do the wrong action, only you will get the wrong result. So it's a very simple that when you when someone asks that which come first, chicken or egg, you have the answer. So these no one can answer this question, which come first, chicken or egg? Because you are not getting the right answer for this question. You will not get the right answer for this question. Because its question itself is a wrong question. So that's why question itself is a wrong question, that you will not get the right answer for this wrong question. So same thing like that, when you're doing the positive action, you won't get the negative result. When you do the negative action, you won't get the positive result. That's why it's called the karma is a very fixed. So if I ask that, what is the answer of the 2 plus 2? So if you ask this question for the, I mean the kid who studies under 2 or 3 standard kids, second or third standard class, second or third standard, I mean the student, if you ask this question, what is the answer for the 2 plus 2? You will get the one answer. So if you ask the same question through the Albert Einstein, you will get the one answer. What do you think? Answer will be exactly same. There is no difference. The answer will be totally same. Neither the Einstein cannot give the better answer for this question. So that's why these questions, the 2 plus 2, what answer for this question is a fixed. So law of the cause, law of the karma, it's something like a mathematics. Its result is a very much fixed. So every karma, what is the result? And exactly only Buddha knows. So that's why now here you can see that that's why. So first it will take the every karma is a fixed. It talks about how the karma is a fixed. So it's give the example that when you put the apple seed, only you will get the apple tree. When you put the mango seed, you will get the mango tree. Putting the apple seed, you won't get the mango tree. Yeah. So here the how the now the one question comes, how the karma is affixed. Example, when you kill the one insect, when you kill the one animal, example, when you kill a cow. When you kill the cow, that is you are creating the one action. You are creating the one negative action. So after the killing the cow, after the killing that cow, that action will be transformed into the imprint in our mind, one of the imprint. So that's why the imprints that carry in our mind, that is the we call the karma imprint. Later on, that imprint will bring the sum of the negative result. So that should be the very be careful. So when you do the wrong action, even the action might be ceased or action might be not visible, but that action will be transformed into the imprint which comes in our mind. Okay. In just 1 second, I'm closing the window. Too cold. It's snowing over here. Okay, don't think that it's not a cold because I'm not wearing the cloth. Okay, but there's a heaters over here. That's why I don't feel that much cold inside. But outside is, I think it's coming under the -3 or -4. Okay, so okay, fine. Okay, so we are talking of the fix of the karma. No, so okay, we'll be back on that. Okay. Yeah, fix of the karma. So karma is something like that. So as I told you before, so when the transform, so when you commit the one of the negative action, that suddenly that negative action will transform into the imprint that will influence our mind. So even the when we die, the mind will keep the continuation. That imprint will again activate in the next life. So that's why it says that. That's why that says that when you visited the some places, even have you not visited the before, but sometimes you will feel that you have visited this place before. That is something like that. You have the carrying the imprints from the past lives. When you meet the some people, even you have not met them before, but you will feel them that you will know them the very long back. This is something like the imprints you are carrying from the past lives. Yeah, so this is the whole the story. So that's why the my point is that's why imprints. So imprints that carry in the mind, sometimes even the person dies when they're born in the next life. That some when the mind keeps the continuations, so that imprint will activate. So some memories of the past life made can come. Yeah. So this is the something, yeah. So this is something like that. That's now the imprints, how the imprints, mind imprints works. So that's why the every karma, when they have the imprint of the mind, sometimes the, as I told you before, some of the when we do the negative action, killing the animals or like this actions, also brings the imprints on the mind. That imprint will bring the negative results. Yeah, so this is something like that. So this is the something like that imprints, how you call it, the imprints in the mind. So this is carry how it carries. But strange thing is that the imprint that sometimes the people's used to tell me that sometimes their experience that sometimes people they will feel that the sometimes people they are the feelings that will feel that when they fall asleep, so they will have a very strange dreams most of the time which they cannot explain, which they have not experienced, very strange kind of dreams. So from if you look on this point, from the scientifically, just like a Sigmund Freud, you know the Sigmund Freud who was very famous psychiatrist. From Sigmund Freud always tried to say that the every dreams are the some of the indications of the future. I think it's a 19th century, around the 20th century, maybe 20th century is very famous psychiatrist. Sigmund Freud, so the Carl Jung, these are very famous psychiatrists. So they have wrote the one book, Sigmund Freud wrote the one book called The Dream Analysis. So every dream he want to indicate that it's showing the some of the indications of the future. From Buddhist point of view, not every dreams. Some dreams also there's some of the imprints in the mind which comes from the many lives back. So that's why it can shows us it will imprint that will activate and we will see the many strange dreams which beyond our explanations. Yeah. So the Buddhism point, what we're saying is that there are the many points. many points that something like that, they can just say that even the some dreams, it might be the some of the effects from the coming from the past life. Some might be the indication of future. Some might be just normal things. So there are many points. So what we can see is there are many points that what we can see. So this way, the now that it comes of the how the karma is working like that. Karma works like that. But here now we have to know the how the karma is fixed. So okay. So the now the next question comes: the how the karma is fixed. Okay. Okay. Now the here though comes the karma is fixed because they talks is the karma is fixed because when you see of the sum of the karma, sum of the karma when you do the killing the animal. Example: when you kill the animal. When you kill the animal, that killing the animal itself is one of the wrong action. So that's why that it's a result of the, that action is something like that a reaction. So that's why that imprints. So when you're saying that you are purifying the negative karma, it means that actually you are purifying the imprints of the negative karma, imprints of a negative action. So it's a very scientific, it's a very scientific. As a science, you are saying that every action have the same reaction. So same thing like the negative action itself is a one action. So it will carry the one of the reaction that we call the reaction you are having. That is a result, what we call the result of the karma. So that's why now you can say that, and now you can see in this book, now it talks about to give the example of the how the karma is affixed. So here it talks about one of the monks' story. So that's why it talks about one of the monks who are having the very much of the he is having a very good voice but a very ugly face. I think that story it talks about in this
Yes.
book, yeah. So Buddha gave the Buddha told the story of that monk that that monks who are having the very ugly face and the very sweet voice because sweet voice because he offered the one bell to the Buddha's temple. Result of that he got a very sweet voice, but he got a very ugly face because first he destroyed that the temple. So that result of that he got a very ugly face. So that's why. So that's why you can see that. So that's why you can see that very clearly that the story is very clearly that because of that's a karma. So destroying the stupa, so that the negative karma, so he got a very ugly face. When the offering the bell to the Buddha's temple, result of that he got a very sweet voice. I think this story is mentioned in this Liberation of the Palm. You can read that. But the very strange thing is that the monks, even he have the ugly face. What sometimes what I feel is that he can do the plastic surgery. So you can see that the story, yeah. So I think at the Buddha's time there's no having the plastic surgery. So they told he got a very ugly face because of the destroying the, I mean the. Stupa or temple. Yeah. So this is the something now. This is the point. Something that what? Yeah. So something that what you have to. Yeah. Something that the point. So something point that it's how the karma is fixed. This is the given the just the story, but the not the reasons the how the karma is fixed. So generally, karma is a fixed means. And now here it comes the one question. Okay, now here raised the one question about the karma is fixed. Generally, when you see the negative action cannot bring the positive result, positive action cannot bring the negative result. So there are so many positive actions. Sometimes positive actions we will doing it, but sometimes we cannot see the positive results. But the, there are so but the what we are not seeing the positive, but there are so many positive results coming in our life, but what we but we are not seeing it. Because the sometimes what we see is not a very real one. Sometimes the, in the reality it might be exist in the reality it existed, but we can't see. Sometimes what we are seeing that what is not over there. So that's why so many, when we are doing so much of the positive actions, but there are so many positive results might be coming, but we can't see it. We can't see it as the positive way. Just for the one example, I will give you the one example. Sometimes what we can, we will seeing is what we are seeing is sometimes the, sometimes what we see is not really over there. Sometimes which is there, but we can't see it. So that's why what you can see is that, that's why sometimes when we do the so much the positive actions, the positive karmas, but we can't see it, the positive results. There might be some positive result, but we can't see the positive results. So I will give you the one example. Maybe 2-3 days back, when I was driving the countryside. So we are just going in the countryside. So one day in the very huge grassland. So I asked to stop the car and I told I will walk. So it's a very far away, very, very far away. What I saw, the one huge mountain, quite far away, not a huge, I mean the quite mountain, one mountain at the, in the quite far away. I thought that is mountains are very, quite far. Because once we look it, we see it's quite far away. Then the after, then from near, then while we started to walk a little bit, then we saw the some of the wild horses, maybe 10 or 15 wild horses. Then the one of the wild horses, they, he is having the rope, you know, the rope. So just like that, then the, me and the, my students, we all just tried to catch that, the rope of that horse. So we chased that horse. So that the group of the white horse just ran and ran. We just ran after the, that group of the that white horse and we ran and ran. Later on, we just reached near of the, that mountain. So also that the horse just only passed up beyond of the, that mountain, but we could not catch it. But when we realized that we are just in the front of the, that mountain. So I was completely shocked that I feel that, oh, mountain is so close. I feel that. That's what I see. It's very far away. In the reality, it's not a very far away. Because after chasing maybe 10 or 15 minutes, we just reached near the dead mountain. So sometimes there's so many positive results, the positive things comes in our life, but sometimes we cannot see it as the positive way. So we will see that as a more on the negative side. So that's why we feel that doing the many wrong, good actions, sometimes we feel that we are not getting the positive results. So that's why every time in the, my life, what I feel, whatever thing is happening is in my life, I think everything is a very positive, very good things are happening. Because that what I see is a very different way. So sometimes even, so that's why I always feel that whatever things are happening in my life, everything is a very positive, very good things is happening. So that's why what happening is that's why everything is a, so that's why the right action bring the positive result. Also the most important thing is that what the positive results is comes in our life, but also we need to have the some of the way of looking at a very right way. Even the so many positive comes into our life, but once we have no ability to see in the very positive way, then everything, whatever the good things comes in our life, we can't appreciate that at all. So that's why life in the level, sometimes it will come the positive things, sometimes always think the negative, sometimes miserable things, sometimes unwanted things will come in our life. But the most important thing is how we look it in a positive way. That's a very important. Once we can look it a very positive way, even the miserables and even the bad things comes in our life, we won't feel that much, not that much of the pain. So that's why I think I always used to say the live strong and happily. So one very strange thing, one of the Mongolian students, he told me the one thing when I talk about the live strong and happily. So he told me that he went the view of the Buddhist teachings. So he told me that every of the Buddhist teaching, they will say that all the negative things, don't drink the alcohol, don't do this, don't do this. Rumbuchi, you are the only master who said the positive way, be happy, be strong. and I talk with them, leap strong and happily. So that's why, So that's why the point is that, well, he told me that every Buddhist teaching talks about negative things, not to do, not to do, not to do. So he told me that I only talks about the positive things, be strong, leap happily. So that's the thing, is the most important thing is that my point is that when we have to look into the very positive way, that's a very important. Then only that you can appreciate in your life so many things what happening. This time in the Taiwan, so I told them that you all knows the my mantra. So I told them that I will add the one more word in my mantra. So I told them that life is short, live strong and happily. I told that I will add the one more word. Life is short, live strong and happily. So it's a very strange when we look at it. Just last night, after taking the photo and coming back from the photo session, one of my student called me and told the one of his relative was suddenly had the accident. So it is now it's at the stage of the whether he would die or recover. So suddenly after coming back from last night, I'm just doing the photo from the outside, taking the photo outside. Maybe it's around 11:40 or 50. Again, he asked me to do some of the emergency puja. So something like that. Life is sometimes very difficult to say how long we will live. Very short, one point very long. Whenever you feel any difficulties or life, just think that we'll live strong. We have to live very strongly. So that's why we have created what we have done. The most important thing is that we have done the so many negatives karma in the past life. Result of that, we have to face a lot of the negative things in this life. We need a one preparation how to face all these of the negative results. That is the one thing we need. That is a leap we have to very strongly. Second thing is that we have to not to commit a negative action. Because of that, we will suffer in the later. Okay. Thank you.